Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." 1 Samuel 17:32. The Philistines and Israel are pitched in the valley of Elah for battle. The giant Goliath has challenged the Israelites to send a man to fight against him. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. 1 Samuel 17:24. Courage can be lost if we allow the enemy to look insurmountable. David the shepherd boy heard the challenge and was eager to respond. His people and his God had been disdained by this giant. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, "What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" 1 Samuel 17:26. Goliath was from Gath, the land of giants, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. King Saul assesses the situation and concludes that David is but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. 1 Samuel 17:33. As David goes to meet Goliath, the giant looks at David and disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. 1 Samuel 17:42. The advantage that David had over Goliath was the heart of David. Then David said to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the God of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand." 1 Samuel 17:45-46. Our courage in the face of great adversaries must come from the Lord. We must maintain faith in God and His success rate. God is a loyal supporter of His people and will deliver us from the difficult and seemingly impossible situations of our life. We must not see the size of the enemy, but we must see the power of God and allow that power to work in our life. "Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Ephesians 3:20. We remember that David conquered Goliath, not with sword and spear, but by confidence in the true and living God. "Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place." 2 Corinthians 2:14. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.